Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a stellar player making modern jazz very attractive these days. That was saxophonist and composer Chris Green with his quartet off his latest 2017 CD called Boundary Issues, and that was the tune Daydream to begin this brand new episode of Neon Jazz. We spent some time recently with Chris talking about his life in jazz, and he had some very interesting reflections like this one.
You know, normally if I go to somebody's house and they bought one of our albums, they'll play it like, "Hey, that's your album." You know, I'll be like, "Hey, man, turn that off." You know, like I've already heard that. This is probably the first album where I was like, I don't mind somebody plays it. I'm just like, "All right, that's not bad." I'm self-critical of everything, but at the same time, like I'm very happy with the way things are going. But the band sounds great, and I don't mean to say what I'm self-critical about the band. I'm always just self-critical about myself.
So this jazz daydream for Chris began in his hometown of Evanston, Illinois, when he spent his formative years in the award-winning Evanston High School Wind and Jazz Ensembles. As a teenager, he began to play professionally with many local pop, rock, and jazz bands. And from there, he would move on to Bloomington, Indiana, to attend the prestigious Indiana University Jazz Studies program and studied with renowned professor and celloist David Baker. And in 1994, he returned to the Windy City, and since that time, he has collaborated with some of the nation's most creative and versatile cats. These days, he leads the Chris Green Quartet and has spent some quality time on stage with other people outside the jazz realm, like the Temptations, and even Sheena Easton and the great Andrew Bird. And he's played in all kinds of solid joints around Chicago, like the House of Blues, Park West, Chicago Metro, Double Door, and so much more. It was great to lead this show off with Mr. Chris Green. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town in the middle of America, fully in love with jazz and a group of musicians that keep making the jazz tradition very, very rich right up into this 2017 year of ours, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, keeping that jazz alive and thriving the best way we know how. The one musician that got Chris loving jazz and many, many legions of people was a cat that has done the same all over the world for a long time. Here's John Coltrane with the 1961 standard My Favorite Things off his 7th studio album. And as we get into it, we will listen to Chris describe what the music did for him.
The love of jazz didn't really kick in until I heard My Favorite Things by Coltrane. And then once I kind of heard that, I got obsessed and listened to everything, listened to all the records I could and read everything I could read about him and tried to find as many documentaries as I could about him, just got completely obsessed.
Thank you. You're tuned into Neon Jazz with your man James D. Cocker, and I'm sipping on a glass of vino with your man Joe Domino. Y'all stay tuned in.
the soundtrack for The Comedian, featuring the great Robert De Niro. That was the orchestrator of the film's soundtrack. Grammy-winning trumpeter and composer Terrence Blanchard with the tune Jackie in the Rain.
Did I hear the name Robert De Niro?
You absolutely did.
As in the actor.
We're talking, actually, the actor. The Comedian is the film featuring Robert De Niro, but the actual orchestrator is Grammy Award-winning trumpeter and composer Terrence Blanchard.
Okay, I had to get that straight.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right? No, because I know that a lot of the personalities we deal with are in fact actors, like
yes.
Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Who is a jazz singer as well.
And okay. Jeff Goldblum has piano gigs in L.A. quite frequently.
He looks like he would have piano gigs in L.A. frequently.
He is the dinosaur whisperer and the piano maestro. But at any rate, there was a lot of run-on words there, but De Niro's in the film and Terrence Blanchard is doing the soundtrack. And that tune, Jackie in the Rain, and... The thing about Terrence is he began his solo career back in 1991. He's been at it for a while. He's New Orleans born, and he has traveled many musical paths. And this soundtrack was one of over 50 that he's been on in his career. So that probably means one thing. There's a good chance that most of the people in the world has heard him without knowing who he is. And he's also recorded over 30 albums as either a leader or a co-leader in his own right. And at a young age, Terrence is quite prolific. For over the last 20 years, this funk-style brass band has been at it and doing good work. This is the Hot 8 Brass Band with the 2012 song Bingo Bango off the CD The Life and Time Of as we move on here with the times of our lives here on Neon Jazz.
hi, this is Ed Cherry, and if you're into great jazz and want to hear some nice, fine, soothing music, listen to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Brian Hogan's.
That was trumpeter, composer, educator, and even an activist, Sean Jones, with the cut Piscean Dichotomy off his latest 2017 CD called Live from Jazz at the Bistro. So he was singing and performing as a child with the church choir in his hometown of Warren, Ohio. From there, he switched to the drums, then it was the trumpet, and that was because of his exposure to Miles Davis at the age of 10. 25 years later, he still cites Miles Davis's overall artistic vision and purity of sound as his greatest personal influence. But it was at the age of 19 as a student at Youngstown State University that he heard John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, and that woke him up. It seems to be a theme here. Coltrane had that way of being coffee in the morning to the nostrils. From one of the brightest stars in the jazz lexicon these days, this is trumpeter Ambrose Akamusire with the song What's New, and plenty for this cat off the 2011 CD, When the Heart Emerges Glistening. Man, that's a great, great little song title there. From a program always mincing the old with the new, and we call that Neon Jazz.
Hi, this is Randy Ingram from Brooklyn, New York, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pianist and composer Noah Haidu with the 2013 song I Thought About You off the CD Momentum. He has been described as this, unquestionably one of the most confident and impressive of all the new pianists, an important new talent. From the legendary band leader and a radio cat in his own right, this is Kay Kaiser, who tore it up back in the 30s and 40s, joined by his orchestra. This is the 1941 tune, We'll Meet Again, and we always do right here at a show we call Neon Jazz.
Yeah, it was Kay Kaiser and his College of Musical Knowledge.
All those guys knew how to hit the books, the jazz books.
We'll meet again, don't know where, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long.
I won't be long.
They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Jazz folks, jazz world, this is Harold Mayburn telling you to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. It will keep you happy and make you feel good at all times. Jazz number one in the world.
Thank you.
That was the very talented trombonist and composer Steve Davis with the cut Little Bee's Poem off his latest work, 2017's Think Ahead, and he always is doing that. And on an hour full of modern stars in the world of jazz today, we will end with perhaps one of the brightest around today. This is Trombone Shorty right out of New Orleans with the song Tripped Out Slim off the 2017 CD Parking Lot Symphony. Man, that's cool. Tripped Out Slim and Parking Lot Symphony, they go together really well. So, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who can always orchestrate a parking lot symphony, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I got a few stories to tell you.
I bet you do. Yeah. Reach out to us, let us know what's going on, and if it's convincing enough, we will let John Christopher describe what he just said. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, kids. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Good percussion.
Neon Jazz.